Lacombe back after the puck. Get it ahead for Troy Terry. And the clock is down to 0-0.0. And Anaheim is tough. We have a conversation there. I think Radko Gudas and the Chicago player there, Mikheyev, maybe that was a nice gesture there. They both went up to say one thing to another. Maybe they know some of each other in the past. But other than that, this game is in the record books with Chicago winning, and you have to tip your cap to them. An impressive effort. 6-3 was the final.
Well, on Fire and Rescue Appreciation Night with John Gibson's 500th National Hockey League game, all in a Anaheim Ducks uniform. You wanted a better performance from the good guys, but look, there's still a lot of hockey left to be played in this season, and starting with a huge upcoming road trip here. Steve, it doesn't get much bigger than this, as we just mentioned.
No, it doesn't. The Anaheim Ducks here at home fall to 14-13-2. And again, we'll be home in about 4 or 5 days. So we look forward to your post-game show with Alexis Downey. Sure, there'll be some interesting Anaheim Ducks conversation. And then we'll rejoin you on the road from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Always stick along to the Anaheim Ducks website. We'll have all the information on game times, things like that. One other reminder, in Edmonton Tuesday, 5:30 airtime with our pregame coverage. And the next night, Wednesday in Vancouver at Rogers Arena, 7 o'clock pregame. And then right back here in about a week on Friday, March 7th, St. Louis Blues come to town for a 7 o'clock game. There are good seats remaining for that contest. Want to thank everybody involved with the broadcast tonight. Sorry we couldn't get you 2 points, but we tried up here. 6-3 was the final, and stay tuned now for Alexis and Emerson and the Anaheim Ducks postgame show. Good night from Honda Center. Thanks for listening to Ducks Hockey on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
This spring, the world's best figure skaters rock the ice. Rock Stars on Ice 2025 Tour with world champions Ilya Malinin, Madison Schock and Evan Bates, Amber Glenn, Isabeau Lovito, Jason Brown, the legendary Elvis Stoiko, and more. Rock Stars on Ice, directed by Kurt Browning. Coming to Honda Center May 17th. Get tickets at starsonice.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Make your next trip to Honda Center for an Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll also be helping make a difference right here in the Southern California community. Thanks to the support of fans like you, the 50-50 raffle has raised over $5 million for the Anaheim Ducks Foundation since its inception. Visit anaheimducks.com/50-50-raffle for more information. That's anaheimducks.com/5050-raffle.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Welcome into the postgame show. Your Anaheim Ducks falling at home tonight at Honda Center. The final score 6-3. Chicago Blackhawks taking the win alongside Emerson Needham. I'm Alexis Downey. We're here to bring you the post-game coverage, talk about everything that we saw in this game here tonight. And what we saw was not the same Anaheim Ducks team as Thursday night. It felt like a very sloppy game. Turnovers, those odd man rushes early in the game, it was not a good sign. And unfortunately, it all happened as we celebrated John Gibson here tonight for 500 career NHL games. But the Hawks putting up six here tonight. Emerson, your thoughts initially on this one?
Besides the Teravainen goal, where he snapped it home right around the slot area, there's not a whole lot that I feel like John Gibson could have done on a lot of these goals against. So that's where you really got to feel sorry for him. I mean, that Kaiser goal, that was a great goal, in close shot, not a whole lot. I mean, maybe just on Gibby's perfect game, he could have caught that one that went low on the near side there. Patty Maroon doing a great job stepping out of the corner. The list goes on, and I just pretty much everyone besides that Teravainen goal, it was a tough night.
You really don't see Pat Maroon score goals all too often, so that in itself was not a good sign for the Ducks here tonight.
I mean, yeah, it's true. Facts.
Fourth goal of the season. He hasn't had a power play goal since the 2021-22 season. So, yes, fun stat
which
for you
is
there.
Crazy because
he was with the Lightning at the time.
Usually net front, right?
Yep.
Net front, just kind of station. You think he would have got a rebound peepers goal here more recently. But thanks for that, Edie.
Let's get into the highlights from this one, starting in the first period. John Gibson, he had a huge glove save early in the game, about 7 minutes into it, and it was on Connor Bedard.
Puck maneuvered ahead at center ice, and there's a hit on the Chicago player, Connor Bedard. We know a lot about him already in his young career. Shot fired, John Gibson! Yes, sir! Coming up with a huge save on a shot in front of the net by one of the guys we just were talking about.
Connor Bedard with a huge grade A scoring opportunity, and John Gibson on such a big night for him flashes the leather. How about that hit from Radko Gudas in the neutral zone, knocking off Connor Bedard off the box? That's exactly how the Ducks have to play him all game long.
Connor Bedard came into this night with 11 points in 5 games played against the Ducks. Only one other game of those 5 had he not had any points. He finishes tonight, no points, -2, but that was a great chance that he had early in the game.
It feels like his teammates were playing just at a whole nother level, that it just kind of made his game seem just a little so-so, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the Anaheim Ducks lost, of course, this matchup here tonight, but in terms of Leo versus Betsy, we know who won that one, right?
Yes, so we do.
We'll take that dub.
And we're going to tell you why it went in favor of Leo Carlson here. We're going to start in the second period. So it was a nothing-nothing game after the first period. The Ducks did outshoot Chicago 10-8. We moved into the second, and Chicago did get on the board first. It was Wyatt Kaiser getting that first goal, 7:48 into the second. But Leo Carlson answered back quickly, not even a minute later, going on the backhand.
Here comes Frank Vedrano moving in. Little feet ahead in front of the net. Carlson scores! Leo Carlson, great feed off to his left. Got the puck on the stick, backhand drive, and he beats Soderblom cleanly, and it's a 1-1 hockey game.
Hands like Lando Lakes, butter Leo Carlson, so smooth, grabs that puck, and he roofs it on the backhand. The good guys tie this one up.
I mean, what a pretty goal from Leo Carlson there, and coming at the right time, answering back. You felt the good energy after that one.
You just thought that this team was going to take off after 180.
Yeah.
And I just, that goal was, that goal kind of matched like Donato's breakaway goal. That's how good Chicago was. It just seemed like everyone wasn't to that caliber. I mean, that was special, but you know, that Donato breakaway goal, neck and neck. There was a couple of them that pretty prime time. So Chicago, they showed up to play here today.
Yes, they did. They also showed up on the power play, as we said. Pat Maroon getting a power play goal, going back on the lead there for Chicago. They had another one. Tara Vinen scoring the next 3-1 game, and the Ducks were able to answer back after that. Jackson Lacombe, he continues to stay hot now. And he had a goal right at the crease, 14:41 in the second period.
You know what? That's a good number of hockey names that are great, as this one is a goal, which is also great for the Anaheim Ducks. From that faceoff, they moved in and had a couple of players heading towards the Chicago goal and Soderblom. And Anaheim puts it in on a goal by Jackson Lacombe as he sped down with teammates, fired the puck. Lacombe was right at the side of the goal crease to chip it in. It's a 3-2 Chicago lead now.
Lacombe extending his point streak to 5 games now, 6 points in 5 games. He is a very confident player.
He did a cutback early on in the game. I was like, that looks like a guy, not only a 10-15 year vet, but like a pretty all-star year after year. So confident. He just wants that puck, and he does such great things with it.
Exciting stuff from Jackson Lacombe, the way he's been looking as of late as we get into this last stretch of the season. 3-2 game after 2 periods. Chicago would keep it rolling with quite a few more in the third, but by the time it was a 6-2 game, Leo Carlson had one more left and in him for his second goal of the night.
You want to look at, there's a goal for the good guys.
Yep, Leo Carlson snapped it in. Unfortunately, it might be too little too late. Carlson gets the goal. Boy, he got rid of that puck in a hurry, as you said. He's got those strong wrists, and he just tossed it in, and not much that Soderblom could do. He was beaten cleanly.
So there were 4 goals in that third period. Lucas Reichel, 2 from Ryan Donato, and then that final one from Leo Carlson, but just too little too late.
It was a great pull-up, right? That was a great play on the entry, just a quick pull-up. He looked quick tonight overall, Leo Carlson did, but he faced up. He had that 10 feet of gap for him to be able to pull up face in the play there, and he just snapped it home. Zero hesitation, right over the left pad of Soderblom and right under the glove arm there, and just a pinpoint shot.
The Ducks outshot the Blackhawks here tonight, 31-24. Only able to get 3 goals on those 31 shots. As I mentioned, the final here, 6-3 in favor of Chicago. We're going to keep breaking down this game for you. But before we go to the commercial break, Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Adnan Burke here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Burke and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Burke and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
This spring, the world's best figure skaters rock the ice. Rock Stars on Ice 2025 Tour with world champions Ilya Malinin, Madison Chalk, and Evan Bates. Amber Glenn, Isabeau Lovito, Jason Brown, the legendary Elvis Stoiko, and more. Rock Stars on Ice, directed by Kurt Browning. Coming to Honda Center May 17th. Get tickets at starsonice.com.
Your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort is waiting to be discovered. Sure, you might have been on It's a Small World. Who doesn't love that? But have you found your inner hero at Avengers Campus? Avengers Assemble! Or have you dropped on in to check out Tiana's Bayou Adventure? Discover your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort. Park tickets and reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for details.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Hey Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub for more information.
We're back with the post-game show, bringing you coverage of this game here tonight at Honda Center. And honestly, Emerson, this was a disappointing loss. You were riding the high of that win over Vancouver, that multi-goal comeback win. Five straight wins here at Honda Center. It's a great crowd. You come into this building loud, and then that's the product you see on the ice in the end. And you look at the stats from the game. I mean, they did favor Anaheim, but the turnovers, it just felt sloppy. They felt slow at times. It was tough to watch this.
Yeah, you highlighted a lot of points, which seemed like we were abundantly spoiled here. Ducks fans, yeah. Us, the team watching this great, over the last stretch of 10 games, has been phenomenal. And as you mentioned, yeah, those are good points. Lost puck battles there, especially in the neutral zone. Penalties that maybe some questionable calls early on, but it was, you know, without a doubt the Killorn penalty, right? His stick being tied up there in the skates, and
yeah,
kind of list goes on. The undisciplinedness. When you're playing playoff hockey, you got to stay disciplined.
Penalties certainly bit the Ducks here tonight, especially that 5-on-3. That was a tough situation for the team to be in at that point in the game, obviously leading to a goal for Chicago and quite a bit of time on the power play as well. But we have a lot of messages here, and I think a lot of the same sentiment is shared that we have with you in these messages. So we're going to get to them now, starting with, let's see, Vic in San Diego, who was at the game here tonight. I'm so tired of fans from other teams filling our barn. I know why it's happening, but for a team at the bottom of the standings to do it to us says a lot. Sorry for the negativity, but enough already. There were a lot of Hawks fans here tonight. That seems to be the case when original six teams come to the building. But the one thing I will say is there were also still a lot of Ducks fans. But, yeah, I understand the frustrations there. It's your home barn. You want it to be all your fans, but it's just kind of the way it is, unfortunately, sometimes. And it doesn't help when they put up six goals and you can hear them.
Yes, agreeable, Vic. But at the same time, as you mentioned, original six.
Yep.
Right? So when you get those original six teams, it's just you have fans all across the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's kind of like how I think of maybe a Green Bay Packer,
you know, team fan base, the Dallas Cowboys, right? You just see it everywhere. It's been around for so long, and when teams have been around for that long, it touches multiple generations, right? So you'll have teams that maybe or have family members that were from Chicago, moved out to California a little bit ago, and so the longer a team's been around, more fans you're generally going to have. I remember, obviously, playing playoff hockey against the Chicago Blackhawks, going to the Western Conference Finals against them, and even in those playoff series, a lot of Blackhawks fans in attendance here at Honda Center. So whether it's the Red Wings, I mean, we remember when the Wings were here, right? A lot of Red Wings jerseys.
Boston.
Rangers are always in town. It's going to be a big turnout. Boston, as you mentioned. Montreal, there was a ton of Montreal fans here. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of comes with the territory, in particular with those original six teams.
Another message here. That game was tough to sit through with the whole Ducks bench making mistake after mistake after mistake. Flush this down the toilet. Talk about discipline and confidence in practice and welcome Zegras and Zellweger back with open arms. Yes, good point there. Tonight was the last game that Trevor Zegras was not allowed to play in. His three-game suspension is now coming to an end, so he will be available for the Ducks next game, and he will be a welcome return back to the lineup.
Yeah, and look, flush it down the toilet. Hopefully there's good plumbing because we don't want this getting clogged. Make sure it gets down. It's just no bueno, AD. No bueno. And I didn't like it one bit. I didn't like it one bit. I just thought, and I said it several times, the Blackhawks, they wanted him more. And Soderblom was great, right?
Yep.
I mean, he came out. He was ready to play. He challenged on that Brett Leeson shot where he pushed out and cut off the angle. And he wanted it too. So, yeah, the Ducks – maybe it's a little bit of a wake-up call. It checks them before this big trip here coming up. So, hey, we'll take it with a grain of salt.
And it's a back-to-back on this trip, which is always tough to play in. Come in with the same energy night after night, and you have the travel in the middle of it as well. But let's see. Some more messages here. Fizz, Lacombe is a monster player, and Leo is rising to the ask, but Killer is looking pretty bad out there without Z on the ice to make that line sing. Well, good news is Z is going to be back, but it also, I want to ask you a question on this end. We've seen McTavish on the wing now because of, you know, Zegras not being in the lineup, and he's, especially that last game against Vancouver, he looked very comfortable there. I don't know. I guess, what do you think about, you know, moving him back to center? Do you like him out there on the wing? What'd you see?
Well, he had that big-time, one-time blast there. Was that last game? McTavish there. The one-timer, was that the first goal? Anyway, look, he's had success, you know, and he's looked solid. He just missed there on the far side. Leo passing him that puck, right? It was a little chip backhand pass. And he just missed the net. It was Buffalo with the thank you, 80.
Mm-hmm.
The Buffalo, he had that nice one-timer. And I guess he would have been playing center in that game, correct? I don't think he moved to the wing?
It was on the power play at the time. So
True. Well, I think he had a pretty good game. But, look, when you have Mason McTavish on the third line and given that depth scoring, and when he's facing the – opposition's third line, right?
Yeah.
That gives your team just automatically a better chance from a depth perspective. So when it comes to this team's success, Z being back, Mason McTavish sliding back to that third line and having that depth scoring, I think is going to overall help.
Let's get in one more message before we send it to break, and then we'll have some audio from down in the locker room in our next segment. But Daniel from Corona, he said, choosing to ignore how ugly tonight was, but wanted to get your takes on this. After a game like tonight where we had many defensive breakdowns and turnovers in a more than disappointing loss, how impactful does Gudas need to be as captain to help the team shake this off and get refocused? With the postseason still in our sights, we have to be goldfish and have short-term memory on this one.
So we all remember Radko after the Buffalo performance, brushing it off, right? And then coming back with a big performance against Vancouver. I love how this message reads. It choosing not to pay attention to this win, pretty much. I love that. You know what? I'm going to choose to ignore this win as well. I don't know about you. I'm choosing to ignore it.
Well, I'm pretty frustrated after this game tonight. So
you're not going to ignore it.
I don't think I'm going to ignore it. I think I'm going to if I was down there, I'd be frustrated.
You're going to learn from it. You're not going to ignore it, and you're going to learn from
it. I would be mad. I would be mad that we didn't step up for Gibby. I would be mad that it's Chicago. We didn't step up against one of the worst teams in the league. I'm going on a little rant here, but I would be upset. There's so much to play for right now. The team knows that. They do have to have a short-term memory and look at each game as they come. But I think that this one is a tough loss. I mean, you got to win this game.
And are you or would you be the one to slam your stick in frustration? Or would you be able to control your emotions?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think I would probably slam my stick.
Something to think about.
I think I'd probably slam my stick. Yeah. Hopefully that. You know, they all have their ways of figuring out how they're taking out their frustration. But I do think it is important to have that leadership group talk in the locker room. And we do actually get the chance to hear from Radko Gudas. But we're going to take a break, so don't go anywhere. And when we return, you'll get to hear from the captain.
The hottest country tracks from today and yesterday make the journey that much better. That's why TuneIn's Country Road Station should be your soundtrack. Whether you're in the car, at home, or anywhere in between, we're spinning pop and country jams from Zach Bryan, Maren Morris, and Elle King. Plus some classic gems from pop country's golden age. All on TuneIn, all on your devices. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen. TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. Live news from CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and more.
Israel's soldiers have fought back.
Live sports play-by-play from the NFL, NHL, college football, and basketball.
It's over. Time to say it again.
Non-stop exclusive music stations for every mood and activity, like today's hits, country roads, and more. And radio stations from around the world, from anywhere you are in the world. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
So you keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
When that goal siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy! Stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy! Classic Station.
What is the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy! Station.
Gotcha.
What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to DuckStream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
All right, and we're back, and as promised, we're going to head down to the locker room now to hear what Radko Gudas, the captain, had to say about this game here tonight.
Radko, how would you characterize that performance tonight?
Yeah, it's another not a good game from us. You know, we played lately very good hockey. We played north and We did turn a lot of puck over today, and which this is a team that feeds off turnovers, and they are a great rush team, and we just played in their strength and ended up costing us today. Other guys battled, we just made a lot of wrong decisions.
You said you guys couldn't have been happy with the puck management tonight.
Yeah, especially the turnovers, the management, and the power play, you know, things like that. We just have to be better in those situations. I thought for the last 10, 15 games we've been doing a very good job at handling these pucks, and in those situations we've been playing pretty simply and getting it deep and being predictable for each other and knowing where the puck's going to go. And today we couldn't manage that, and we keep hitting them, or we keep trying to make an extra play which wasn't there. And like I said, they're a good rush team, and they capitalize on those on our mistakes.
Didn't look after Jackson. Well, you guys had some life, and the game's kind of in play there. What do you think went south kind of in the third period in particular?
Yeah, I thought the end of the second period was our best push. We played with a lot of pace. I thought they're losing maybe a little bit of their belief, and eventually winning the game. And in the third, I thought the fourth goal really got us down to our knees, and an unfortunate 5-on-3 goal. And it's very hard to come back, especially this late in the hockey game against anybody. But I think guys battled a little bit at the end, and just we opened it up a little too much, and that caused them to want a goal. So the puck management, I would say, is the biggest issue we have right now.
As focused as you guys have to be on your own game, obviously, I mean, how much are you guys paying attention to the standings, even paying attention to the teams you have to climb over, and whether they're winning or losing?
Yeah, we're obviously aware of it, but it's not like we're every day looking who's playing how. We want to make sure that we're playing the right way, and we're doing the right things, because if we make it to the playoffs, we have to be doing all those things right. So for us, it's focus on our game. If we play the right way, the wins are gonna keep coming, and we're gonna end up having a good playoff push. So for us, it's big emphasis on our game and knowing where everybody is, and syncing everything together.
Feels like discipline has kind of been a bit of an issue lately. How do you guys kind of rear that in and make sure that it's not coming back to bite you guys in the butt?
Yeah, we got to be better. Those are things that unfortunately happens. I think guys are trying sometimes a little too much. The penalties unfortunately happen in the sport. And as a penalty kill units, we gotta help and pick those guys up. So it's a big special team battle, and obviously we gotta get better if we want to stay in the playoff push.
The captain, Radko Gudas, speaking there after this loss tonight, talking about special teams. Well, the Hawks scored two power play goals on four chances. The Ducks went 0-for-2 on that end, and the power play was not getting anything done. I felt like every time I looked down, the puck was at the other end of the ice. The Hawks were pushing, putting a lot of pressure on them. The Ducks couldn't find anything on the power play tonight.
And the Blackhawks scored their power play goals in different ways. Of course, it was a great passing play up top before Patrick Maroon really found himself all alone there. He popped out and had a quick shot there on the far side post, and it was a beauty. And then their second power play goal, the Donato, I mean, did what they needed to do. Just threw it on net, and the rebound capitalized on by Donato. That was a quick play. So orchestrated different sequences in order to get their power play goals, diversifying, made it tough on the Anaheim Ducks penalty kill. But, they were ready. They were ready on their power play. They were ready on their penalty kill. They were ready to go all around.
He also acknowledged the turnovers, and I know we talked about that a little bit already, but we haven't seen the team turning pucks over like that in a number of games, and disappointing to see that kind of lack of poise with the puck in this game.
Yeah, there was an errant pass. I don't know if it was Radko or who was it. I'm trying to – it's blank in my mind here, but errant passes, mm-hmm, weren't really connecting. Some of the simpler plays. And I liked on one of the final points that he finished on, just the doing too much aspect, because you're and you mentioned that too, but you know, you're playing so well over the last 10 or so games. And then I think, okay, Blackhawks coming in, maybe they weren't doubting them, but you know, they didn't think it was going to be easy, of course, but just overthinking it, really.
Yeah.
Just overthinking it, overdoing it, and not sticking to really what got them a big
victory last game. I just thought the jump was there. They wanted it more against Vancouver, and Chicago flipped the script. They wanted it more for sure between the two teams tonight.
Let's get a couple more messages here on the text line. Sherry and Stanton, the third game against an Original Six team since the break where they got a 5-on-3. Now you know why I don't like Original Six.
I got a hunch there's a lot of Duck fans in Stanton there. I really do. Yeah, Original Six, they just, Original Six, a lot of fans in attendance for this Original Six building, and they love their hockey, so definitely frustrating.
Red from Buena Park, pure disappointment and a missed opportunity tonight. The Hawks were the better team finishing at the net. The Ducks allowed a total of 8 odd man rushes. Way too many special teams on both ends took the Ducks out of the game. Power play has got to be simple rather than forcing pucks to be in the middle of the ice. And the only positive, Leo Carlson continues to look great in all zones and score goals. And head coach Greg Cronin was asked about Leo Carlson since he returned from the Four Nations the other day. He spoke about it during morning skate, and he has noticed a difference in him. I mean, we're obviously seeing it on the score sheet, but you see it a little bit, too, in the way he's been playing.
Plays with more of a chip on his shoulder. Like, yeah. He's got something to prove, right? His finishing ability has been great, but a lot of times we don't talk about the odd man rushes against or for, so... Great point. Student of the game here. 8 on-man rushes against. Can't happen.
Way too many. A
couple breakaways that were beautifully capitalized on. Of course, Reichel with that pump fake right over the pad of Gibby on that nice move. And then Donato with that stop play. That was gorgeous. Too many odd-man chances against and rushes against. That's a great point.
One other thing I wanted to point out, because it's been an incredible stat all season long, the Ducks had not lost in regulation when they scored 3 or more goals this season. It took 59 games for this team to lose in regulation when they scored 3 goals. The second I saw Leo's second goal go in this game, you were excited that he was able to get another goal in this one. Obviously, a little bit out of reach at that point. But the fact that, you know, they got this far without losing in regulation when scoring 3 or more. Just an odd stat, but something that we've carried with us through this season and unfortunately comes to an end here tonight.
And shout out Jonathan Davis, a longtime writer here in the National Hockey League, and continuously texting me, 23-0-3 when scoring 3 or more. Yeah, look, he's had our backs. So appreciate him giving us that update on that stat. That's impressive.
It is. Yep. Emerson, what is your final quack as we look ahead and the Ducks are going to be heading out on the road next?
My final quack, I look forward to the Ducks snagging some points here on this road trip and snagging points, crucial points, while I sip on my Tim Hortons coffee. We're going up to Canada. I love Tim Hortons. And for those listeners, I think we've probably mentioned it at some point. 4 cream, 4 sugar is, I know it's a lot. It's
there
aggressive.
It is.
But I go the quad. 4 cream, 4 sugar it is. If you're ever in Canada, please visit Tim Hortons. It's unbelievable. And that's my final quack. So winning on the road while I enjoy my Timmies.
I really like that. I'm sad I won't be there to enjoy Timmies with you. But
okay, I'm going to bring back some donut holes for you.
They might be a little stale by Friday.
I'll keep them fresh. I'll somehow, if you trust me, I'll find a way to get it done.
Hey, I would love that. Otherwise, it's been a while since I've been to Tim Hortons. There was some Tim Hortons in Buffalo, though, I will say. We're pretty close to Canada there.
Were they stale or no?
I didn't go.
You didn't go.
I had Buffalo wings instead in Buffalo.
Were they stale?
No, they were delicious. my final quack here tonight. Well, it's Saturday before the trade deadline. This week, you know, it's going to ramp up. Always curious to see what GM Pat Verbeek is cooking up. If the Ducks are going to be involved in the trade deadline, it's hard to say one way or the other, but the last couple years he certainly has been active at the deadline, so should be a exciting week for the NHL.
Get your popcorn ready. It's going to be a juicy one.
Yep. All right, you can join us next on Tuesday when the team is on the road in Edmonton. It'll be a 5:30 pregame show for you Pacific time, 6 o'clock Pacific time start. And you can stick around and listen to the replay of this game here tonight, Ducks and Blackhawks. I don't blame you if you don't want to, though, in this one. 6-3 the final, in favor of the Blackhawks. But we're going to put this one behind us as we look ahead to next week. More important games to be played for your Anaheim Ducks. For Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you for choosing to spend your Saturday night with us here on Duck Stream. The final score at Honda Center, 6-3. The Chicago Blackhawks coming away with a victory. But it's a new week coming up, and the Ducks will be ready to go in Edmonton. Thank you so much for spending your evening with us here on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.